With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Alice Daniel. The Raisin City School Board is meeting today to discuss the fallout of a surprise active shooter drill that terrified students and involved a staff member going around campus with a mask and fake gun. FM 89's Laura Sitsuya reports the board is considering whether to discipline or remove the school superintendent.
Raisin City Elementary teachers want the board to remove Superintendent Juan Sandoval, according to the Teachers Association. They say they were caught off guard June 3rd when Sandoval had a janitor pretend to be an active shooter. Teacher Danny Nason was frightened and confused.
You know, you start thinking, oh, it's a drill. Well, maybe it's not a drill. You don't know. And I'm trying to think, who in their right mind would put someone out there with a mask and a gun? Would they do that?
Nason was so nervous, he grabbed a fire extinguisher and ended up almost hitting a staff member who entered his room.
So immediately following, we had an assembly. Once I got to the assembly, all the people that were involved in orchestrating this drill were laughing. They thought what they had done was hilarious. And I was just extremely upset about the whole thing.
Sandoval didn't respond to a request for comment, but in an interview with CBS 47, he said he hadn't heard anyone complain about the drill.
No, I don't think it was wrong. It was a drill, not training, because usually these drills become routine to students. And we wanted to make sure that this was realistic.
The Raisin City School Board is taking public comments about the incident before going into closed session to discuss whether to punish the superintendent. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Sitsui.